Florence Fence is here for all your fence needs with a wide selection of fence materials, vinyl fence posts and rails, fence boards, lumber, and steel posts for your yard repairs, ranch gates with mesh, mounting hardware, and now offering landscape garden bridges. Call Florence Fence for a free estimate or visit our large inventory off Johnson Lane in Minden. Call Florence Fence at 775-267-9918 or visit us on the web at florencefenceinc.com.
It is a very pleasant holiday weekend. 80-degree weather today, low 80s tomorrow, mid to upper 70s Monday, all with partly cloudy skies. A little breeze in the afternoon as we see temperatures bounce around just a bit. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club. Get a planned maintenance program, priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you are ready for summer. Give them a call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sunday at 4, Greg Kelly, 99.1 FM Talk.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Wow, we hit the 80s today? 63 degrees right now. The hot weather is back, and I have forgotten which direction the ceiling fan blades should be moving. I haven't turned it on for months. And yesterday afternoon, I'm also yanking the ceiling fan's chain, trying to figure out whether it's speeding up or slowing down. This happened last summer, too. Or if it's even on. I just waiting. good morning, Northern Nevada. That's right. It's locals time. I'm John Potter, here for you good folks in Reno and Sparks, Fallon, Fernley, Yarrington, Silver Springs. Where else do we go? Dayton, Genoa,
Smith Valley,
Virginia City, Gardnerville, Minden. Where else we get out? Oh, State Line, South Lake Tahoe. And we are now knocking on the door of summer, less than a month away. Perfect weather right now, wherever you are, I'm sure. So I'm in Reno. Operations Director Craig Moss lowers himself to produce the show from Carson City. Hey there, my friend.
Good morning, Mr. Potter.
Some amusing local news, Craig. Do you know what a hoe is? A hoe.
I know, right? The gardening implement, and I know that is a derogatory term used for another profession.
You know what a hoe is. They're heavy. And you can find them in different sizes. Wait. That applies to both. It is the piece of construction equipment. And the police are looking for a hoe. This one was stolen in the North Valleys. I saw this on my Nextdoor app, and some lady has posted, "Has anybody seen my husband's backhoe?" Except the Washoe County deputies are calling it a skid steer. I have never heard that term, but not all familiar with construction equipment. But they posted this picture. They are looking to find it here in this area and catch the thief. There's a $500 reward. It was stolen Tuesday from a home off Red Rock Road. And the thing about this is, like, I'm thinking if somebody did steal it, you probably wouldn't know they were stealing it, right? I would think it's a construction worker doing his job. But anyway, they're on the lookout, and if they find it, beware. There might be a very slow police chase if this happens. We're keeping our eye on this. I don't know. Do they even have locks? I kind of reminds me, did you ever hear the George Carlin joke about locks? This was really super early in his stand-up career. He's living in New York City in this shady apartment house, and crime was high in New York, you know, back then. And he put six locks on his front door, and he only locked three of them. He figures if a burglar is going to come and pick the locks, the burglar's going to end up locking three of them. sad thing about this, I told that joke to somebody at a house party, and the man's teenage son says, "Who's George Carlin?"
Oh, I know, right?
I hate that, you know, which, okay, getting off track here, but it reminded me of another house party where, you know, after that, I was talking about how I like this story TV channel. I get it on cable, and this network runs all of the old original History Channel stuff back from the 80s and 90s, you know, when History Channel was really all about history. And I love them. And they had the whole 2 days of nothing like nothing but Mexico history documentaries 2 weeks ago. And I finally get through them. But I said at this party to the party host in front of his kid about something I learned from them on George Custer and Little Bighorn. And the teenage son, different one, he says, "What's Little Bighorn?" And I looked at him just incredulous. I don't know what to say. And there's this uncomfortable silence, and his dad goes to me. The dad's nervous. He goes, "Well, we don't like them to learn about our military losses," you know, something like that. But they don't teach the Little Bighorn battle in junior high or even high school? Is it, like, not PC? Will it offend Native Americans to hear about a massacre that they took part in? What the heck? And anyway, since I mentioned our schools right there, let me relay to you the very sad news that Reno High was hit with $20,000 worth of vandalism last weekend. I've heard so many rumors about this that it was like some people they say it was an alcohol fueled senior prank that went way overboard. I've heard they know the dozen or so that did this, and I hope some retribution comes down, because if you look at these pictures, they smashed big screen TVs in classrooms. They took tires and burned them inside the school. And it's just very, very depressing to me. It's not something I want to belabor. I don't want to take calls on this. It truly bums me out. I don't want to talk about much, you know, this thing. What the heck? I don't mean to pull the old man routine every time I'm here, but back in my day, our idea of a senior prank was to, we actually did this, wrap textbooks in Christmas paper. That's how quaint we were. And it got some funny reactions, you know, that's the goal. And it wasn't in any way destructive. Other pranks I've heard of were not that tame. My best friend at his school, the seniors released a bunch of chickens in the school. But now we get kids throwing, burning tires inside Reno High and calling that fun? That is just wild to me. And I worry about kids today. I really do. A couple of weeks ago, I shared the hot tub at my health club with a local teacher. He teaches at two Washoe County schools. I can't tell you what he teaches or what school he, you know, because I don't want the district to know who this person is. But he teaches one class at an elementary school, and he teaches another class, same subject, at a junior high. And he says two things that are very hard for him to work with today is the playing the victim. He says often when he asks a student a question in class, more than once, he'll get a, "Why are you picking on me?" They say that. And the entitlement, the kids are very big at blaming teachers to their parents for grades and such. I said, do the schools back you up when the parents complain about what you made little Jimmy do? And he paused and he said, most of the time. But he doesn't enjoy it. It's not what it was. And sadly, he's getting out. And that, I think, is the big issue why we have these teacher shortages. It's not always we don't pay them enough money. So, okay, got that depressing topic out of the way. Don't call. I don't want to make this a Johnny Downer show. It's not what I want to do. It's a three-day weekend, and it's a special weekend. It's a weekend of commemoration. We stop as a culture and as a nation, and we pay our respects and express our gratitude for those who gave their lives in our service on foreign battlefields. Many also, I was talking to a vet, and he says people don't bring this up. They don't mention the fact that it's just as dangerous for our veterans, for our soldiers, to go through military training. We've had many who were lost in military training. All of those who went off to the service and did not come home. There are a lot of things going on this weekend. Maybe you're going to watch the Indianapolis 500 tomorrow. Maybe head outdoors to grill some meat. Maybe travel to visit friends and family. And all those things are wonderful and good, but we know that there is a purpose for this holiday weekend, and I hope maybe your town, wherever you may be, has a ceremony or a little parade down the main street, maybe some blowing of taps out of the cemetery, whatever the place. I hope that you're part of it and that you and maybe the kids and your sweetheart or whoever can stand there with you and just kind of drink it all in and think and feel. And if there are graves in your family to be visited, you know, that's a big part of Memorial Day traditions. We put up some flowers on mom's grave. We clean up the stones. We stop and think and tell stories. And those are all precious things. And I wish you the very, very best of them. We're going to talk to a person who has been the leader in holding a very special commemoration in Reno that you are all invited to. And we'll talk to him next. I'm John Potter. It's the John Potter Stream of Consciousness, 15 minutes, and it's already over. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to give away a lot of stuff. Stick with us. I'm here 9 to 12 on Saturdays. We'll take that call. Our guest is waiting. We'll be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 917.
FM Talk. 99.1 KKFT.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally, and I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Trying to start your broken-down grill is like looking for help in a big warehouse. Nothing happens. It's grilling season, so get yourself to Ace Hardware, Collin Ranch. Place for the best selection of smokers, grills, and cooktops. When you need it in stock, Ace is around the block. Ask about Ace's Grills to Go. Ace is cooking right next to where you live. Ace is your grilling and accessory headquarters. Get cooking with Collin Ranch Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With A&H Insurance, it's personal. A&H provides all types of insurance from personal, commercial, to health and life insurance. Get the very best value with low rates, customized coverage, and superior personal service. A&H Insurance agents are in your neighborhood in Reno and the Carson Valley. Call 775-829-2600. That's 775-829-2600. Call 775-829-2600 or A&HINS.com.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter here. We mentioned, yes, Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Most of us are going to get an extra day off work, and we're thankful for that. Many are going to grill some meat, going to be with the family. It's going to be a good experience. But it can be a better experience if we, of course, remember and keep in mind what Memorial Day is. The purpose is not to be somber or sad. It's to be celebratory of lives given in honor and to be appreciative and to make sure that you and I take Memorial Day seriously, as it serves a great purpose, which is that our nation stops to express gratitude, respect, and honor for those who have died in defense of our liberties and who died in the uniform of our country. We have a ceremony in Fernley Monday, also one in Genoa, I think Gardnerville, and we have a ceremony here in Reno. The Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War and the American Legion Post 1 will be at the Grand Army of the Republic Cemetery at 10th and Angel Street in Reno. 9 a.m. Memorial Day Monday to honor our Civil War veterans interred there and other veterans. On the phone is a man who works very hard along with his fellow patriots to make this a wonderful tribute to those that we need to think more about. I was expecting Dave. Dave, is that you or is this Pete as I see on the... I'm sorry?
No, it's Dave.
Dave, Dave, okay. All right, Dave Perdue. I'm glad you called, Dave. I'll ask you. What does Memorial Day mean to you, sir?
Memorial Day is the time when we bow our heads for a few minutes in the morning and remember all those veterans that gave their lives, some in war, and there's some that served and have now passed on. You took my lead in, so very good. And I want to thank you for
I'll repeat it. I'll repeat that. I want people to come out there. But describe if you...
At the end, yeah.
Describe, if you will, your ceremony there, Dave. What can people expect on Monday?
So we'll gather the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, and we'll have several people in an honor guard. And the Sons of the American Revolution, posts from here in Reno, will also participate, and we'll raise the flag. We'll a Memorial Day, the tradition is that you raise the flag in the morning all the way to the top and then down to half staff. And you leave it at half staff, as you would for anybody that you were honoring. And then at noon, you would raise it back up. So we'll raise the flag up, and then we'll have a little bit of a small speech. We'll have the honor guard fire a 21-gun salute to all those in the GAR cemetery. And then we'll play taps. And we'll have some coffee and some donuts. It'll be a somber, but it'll be a happy, celebration just to remember those. And you ask, what is Memorial Day? Well, you know, as you identified, many of the youth today don't understand our history. So this would be a good time for parents just to bring their youth out and to see the ceremony and to see us in uniform, Civil War uniform and Revolutionary War uniform, and just to give them a little bit of education.
We're speaking with Dave Perdue, again, 9 o'clock Monday for the Memorial Day ceremony at the Grand Army of the Republic Cemetery, 1025 Angel Street in Reno, a service to which all people, all of you, are invited. As part of this, I believe you're going to have taps presented. What does taps mean? And if I'm a spectator there, what are the courtesies? What do we do while taps is being played, Dave?
Well, if you're a veteran, you should salute. If you're a not a veteran or a military person, put your hand over your heart. Taps was originally started back after the Revolutionary War, before the Civil War, and it's still used today as the end of the day. When you come to the end of your duty day, they'd play taps in the evening. It'd be lights out. But then it was more recently taken up as a note to honor those that have passed, especially at military cemeteries. So it's a very somber trumpet or bugle salute that is appropriate.
Dave, let's who do you have? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Who do you have speak? Go ahead, sir.
We both want to talk. Our commander, David Davis of the Camp 25 of the Union Veterans of the Civil War will speak. And there'll probably be a few dignitaries there. They won't speak, but they'll just be there. Certainly some people from the city. Certainly, if not Amade, somebody from his office will be there as usual. Let me tell about the GAR. GAR Cemetery, people go, what is GAR? No, it's not the Star Wars Army. It was before that. Grand Army of the Republic was a fraternal organization established after the Revolutionary War in 1866 by those members of the Union that fought. And they had several pillars, and one of them was to take care of incapacitated veterans. If you've been injured and you couldn't work, you might need some help. To take care of those veterans' widows, and to take care of the orphans. And they did a couple. In addition to that, they were the ones that actually started Memorial Day. And at the time, it was called Remembrance Day. And it wasn't a formal kickoff of a event. They would gather up at their halls and their meeting places, and they would march through town up to the cemetery and remember the veterans who had passed in the Civil War. And that took on a life of its own, and it was adopted by Congress in the 1900s. You don't know exactly when. And so that's how Remembrance Day, Memorial Day started, by a bunch of veterans who just wanted to remember their brothers who had passed.
And Dave, in this
today.
In this mix of, you know, we got a 3-day, we're going to have a lot of fun and all this other stuff. If you were to give advice, if you're counseling some young recruits or something like that, what's the appropriate take on this weekend? What do we say to military families who lost a member? How should we do it right?
To military families that lost a member, a lot of people will say thank you for your service when you see a veteran. And I'm a veteran, and I get that all the time. But I would say thank you for your sacrifice, and to say that we will remember your service member in our prayers tonight. It doesn't have to be a formal prayer. It could be just lower your head for just a second and say, thank you for your service and thank you for your sacrifice.
You know, I find the right thing to say to those like Gold Star families is to simply say, I have not forgotten and that I'm here to support. But that's very powerful to say, I have not forgotten. Now, the Grand Army of the Republic Cemetery, where this is being held on Monday, has our Civil War vets at rest there. Do you have their area descendants who may be there at the cemetery?
I don't think there are any descendants left in Reno. These guys, of course, there weren't any battles in the Civil War in Nevada, and these guys all moved west, lots of them for silver and gold, and formed Reno. There's people in the cemetery that were the people that formed and established Reno, and their families. In addition to the GAR cemetery, there's actually four cemeteries on that hill. And behind the GAR is the Hillside Cemetery, and we'll find veterans there. And we will actually go to the Hillside Cemetery after the GAR service and fire a 21-gun salute for those veterans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Veterans.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Hillside Cemetery there. To be a part of this is great. Now, you're a history buff, obviously. Do you have a specific Civil War soldier or his family in mind that you think of on Memorial Day?
Actually, I have four grandfathers who fought, one from Kentucky, Kentucky was actually a split state, and he fought for the Union, and one in Maine and one in Minnesota. So I actually have veterans that fought in the Civil War, and I actually have veterans who fought in the Revolutionary War. But I was going to say, behind the GDR Cemetery is the Knights of Pythia Cemetery. They also have veterans buried there, and we will march over to the Knights of Pythia Cemetery and also provide a 21-gun salute for those folks over there.
You know, it takes a certain sort of family to raise someone who will wear the uniform of the United States. What do you notice about these families?
I think they all appreciate the history, and they appreciate the patriotism that was before us. I know I had people who fought in the Revolutionary War, in the War of 1812, in the Civil War, in World War One, World War Two. My father fought in World War Two, and I think once patriotism and history is provided to the young folks, they adopt that. Look at all the people that joined after 9/11. It's just their heart spoke out to, I want to do something to support my country.
You know, the ones I know, I find that despite their differences of politics or where they came from, that they love this country. And the takeaway to me is that this country, yes, it has its problems, but it's our country. And these parents and sisters and brothers and grandparents, they loved it so much that they trusted their children, knowing full well what dangers lay ahead. To me, that's the commonality, that they put aside any politics or any differences like that. They saw the big picture, the ideals our country stands for and always stood for. So anyway, you're on here because we want to make this a successful tribute to those who we need to think more about. It's Monday at the GAR Cemetery at 10th and Angel Street in Reno, 9 a.m. Memorial Day. Dave, thanks for calling in, and I hope we get a lot of people to be there for a special time there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John, for being such a patriot.
All right, my friend. Take care. All right, good. Take a Fox News break here. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:32.
News and Talk Radio, 99.1 FM Talk. News breaks here.
News by Jack Callahan. President Trump is threatening a 25% tariff on iPhones by the end of the month if Apple doesn't agree to make the phones in the U.S. President says he warned Apple CEO Tim Cook about the consequences of moving iPhone production to India.
When they build their plant here, there's no tariff. So they're going to be building plants here. But I had an understanding with him that he wouldn't be doing this. He said he's going to India to build plants. I said, that's okay to go to India, but you're not going to sell into here without tariffs.
The president also threatening 50% tariffs on all European Union imports. He's delivering the commencement address at West Point today. A fifth round of nuclear talks wrapping up with Iran.
Officials says talks are constructive. Progress was made, but there is still work to be done. Both sides agreed to meet again in the near future.
Fox's Jared Halperin. America is listening to Fox News.
That sound? It's Save Mart cutting prices on over 4,000 items across our stores. Same quality, much lower prices on what matters most to your family every single day at Save Mart. This week, get amazing deals for Memorial Day. 80% lean, fresh ground beef is an incredible $2.99 a pound. And seedless watermelons are only 39 cents a pound with digital coupon. Join the celebration at Save Mart, your neighborhood store that's fighting inflation for you every day.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. look good.
Sick or broken appliance needing some TLC? Sargent's Appliance Center has honest, knowledgeable, factory-trained technicians ready to service your appliance. Tired of paying outrageous service fees just to find out your appliance isn't worth repairing? Sargent's will apply 50% of your paid service call as a credit towards an appliance purchase from Sargent's. Knowledgeable staff, upfront pricing, 50 years in business. That's the Sargent's way.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Steve's Water Heater Installation. Hi, this is Steve. I want to let you know I'm available for replacing your water heater when you find out it's just not working no more. I do tankless as well. Standard water heaters are pretty much the norm. I also do kitchen faucets, garbage disposals, hose bibs, showers, tubs, installing water closets, repairing water closets, toilets that is. I fix all sorts of plumbing needs within your home. Truth is, I just love to plumb. I'm the smart choice. You can catch me at stevefixmywaterheater.com if you wish, or how about you call me at 351-6047. That's 775-351-6047. You know I'm licensed and I'm bonded, so give me a call, give me a chance, and I'll show you that Steve's Water Heater Installation and Plumbing is the smart choice.
It is a very pleasant holiday weekend. 80-degree weather today, low 80s tomorrow, mid to upper 70s Monday, all with partly cloudy skies. A little breeze in the afternoon as we see temperatures bounce around just a bit. Cool breeze. Join the Cool Club. Get a planned maintenance program, priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you are ready for summer. Give them a call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sunday at 4, Greg Kelly, 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Yes, we are. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local. Hey, Derek.
Hi, John. How are you?
It's good. Been a good week, my friend. You know, you got me reading a lot of medical news and listening to health podcasts. You get me into this subject here. And from everything I've heard and read, you are so right.
Thank you.
On everything, my man. You were the first to tell me this stuff, but let me run you through some discoveries I've made this week and see if you agree with these. All this time, Derek, I've been making breakfast shakes, sometimes a little peanut butter, sometimes protein powder, but always with bananas and berries. And now I read that you should never combine bananas with berries because bananas block over 80% of the flavonoids from the berries. And flavonoids are the big benefit, the big source of antioxidants. Have you ever heard that?
I have not ever heard that.
Bananas block the berries. Okay, I was ticked off about that. And we talked about fish oil before, and I learned never take fish oil on an empty stomach. It's a waste of fish oil. It won't work. You got to take it with food and avoid the fish oil pills. You don't know how new they are. You know, they can't. You can't tell if it's real. Buy the actual fish oil and sip it after you eat.
Ooh, that sounds horrible.
I know. Okay, here's what's even more horrible. What's your take on apple cider vinegar?
I like it.
Okay, I've been taking apple cider vinegar shots every night. I truly suffer doing that. It is, oh my God. But I had a hairstylist tell me to rinse after shampoo with apple cider vinegar, said it's the greatest thing for your hair. And yeah, I could kind of tell it did look and feel better. So, and finally, what's your take on this new discovery I made, black maca powder?
There's a lot of scientific evidence that says it's very beneficial. I use it in several formulas. It's in the gut health
formula. You've been hiding this from me.
I try not to get it caught up in the details. a much things like that, because it's in the memory formula, it's in the gut health formula. I think it's in one other formula as well. So it's very beneficial.
I know somebody who just sings the praises of this, and oh my God, it's great for virility.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence supports that.
You thing. Hid that from me? All right, Derek is very excited. He says this product is probably the best ever. You have a new formula, and it's called Mighty Cell. What does it do?
It enables us to generate stem cells by natural process. And so what I've actually been working on this formula for over a year. And so it just finally came together about 6 weeks ago, because what I know is if we're going to try to promote the generation of new cells, right, that's kind of going against a normal structure, because as we age, we just naturally produce less. So what I know is we have to do somehow activate the brain for new generation, new information, new awarenesses, but we also have to be able to generate an electrical communication. So we have to engage the nervous system. So we have to get the brain and the nervous system to engage in this process to generate new cells or to rehabilitate older cells. So that's working on mitochondria and stem cell production. And so the last piece of this was actually the GABA neurotransmitter, because that supports the electrical communication, the nervous system, and able to invigorate and activate a new cell. And so GABA kind of pulled it all together.
I like how the construction of these formulas is just basic common sense, step-by-step construction. This affects this, which should affect that.
Yeah. That's the way we as humans actually function. It's really simple if you understand the process. It's all, if you do this, this, and this, it's going to have this end result. But if you try to skip like steps 2 and 4, you can't get to 10 if you skip a significant amount of steps in the process. And so this is kind of where I view science and medicine kind of falls flat, is they don't complete the entire process. They try to skip steps.
Well, this is how the body works.
Right.
It's a chain.
Yeah.
This that you take that affects this organ will ultimately affect usually the brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just Mighty Cell.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've had such great results with it so far. I can't say enough great things about it. People who've been testing it, they say that their recovery from workouts has reduced substantially. We have people who lift weights who take it and said they've put over 100 pounds on their max squat in less than a month. And that's pretty substantial. I mean, it's pretty fantastic the way it works. I'm very, very happy. It surprises me how good it works. How about that?
Yeah, you came in busting today. And here's here's even better news. You have a sale on this one product, Mighty Cell.
Yeah, we're going to do a buy two and get one free to promote the product. And it's going to take 1 to 2, maybe even 3 months to start noticing a great physical shift. But some people notice results in less than a week. Some people notice it in a month. Some people it might take 2 months. But everyone has noticed some significant benefit within 2 months, no matter what.
Well, I'll tell you, man, your other products, I feel the benefit all the way around. I haven't had one loser yet. Do you ever discontinue certain products?
I have not. I've thought about it just based on lack of interest, but there, you know, anytime I think that, we end up getting like a dozen sales of it that day. So which that tells me, okay, don't do that.
I have a testimonial for my wife. Now, you gave me your hair formula and I didn't think I needed it. I set it aside for a week. Now my wife has been taking it. She was, griping about her hair. She thinks it's too thin and such. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I got just the thing for you. So I got the hair formula out. I have two packets of them. You must have thought I was going bald. I don't know.
It's efficiency.
Really? Okay. I was blessed with good hair. I mean, my dad was bald and everything, but it comes from your mom. But she's worried about her hair. So I'm going to update you on this next time I see you, how it's working. How long will it take for us to notice a difference with a hair formula?
Usually within 2 weeks, people can start noticing a difference.
Okay. Well, then by next Saturday.
Yeah. It's usually that fast.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty efficient.
All right, great. Folks, if you have any questions, 884-9910, Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. The website is brainhealthformulas.com. To buy two and get one free, go to brainhealthformulas.com and just go to the Mighty Cell. It's on the front page.
Front page, right on top.
You're so proud of it.
I am. It's a fantastic formula. It's very thorough.
Okay, so purchase two. The website is smart enough to give you that third one free, right?
Yep.
Or do you order three and it discounts?
No, just order two and we'll give you the third one for free in the shipping end.
Okay.
So it's we kind of make it not have to deal with a discount codes and all those things that become issues.
Oh, you're
so
making it John proof.
Yeah.
You hush. We never talked about your shipping. What do you use? I mean, good reliable shipping?
We use USPS.
Okay.
Reliable. It usually gets there. We've had orders that have not.
I was going to say.
We've had orders take 2 weeks to get from Minden to Gardnerville.
Isn't that weird?
I've
tracked packages Chewy's and Sparks, I think. But it goes, the cat toys go, it seems, all around the country and then comes back to Reno.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. 884-9910. Go to Brain Health Formulas, folks, during the spot break here, and buy two, get one free to the Mighty Cell. Be back for one more segment with Derek Lee, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:46.
Speak now. 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Is a raw food diet good for your pet? You bet it is. Check us out today at First Source Pet Foods Reno. We're offering all natural, safe, affordable raw food for your dog or cat for just under $4 a pound in a variety of healthy proteins. No additives, no fillers. Get cleaner teeth and less poop. For under $4 a pound, you can feed a safe, pasteurized, natural, raw diet to your pet. You can feed a species-appropriate, safe, affordable, raw diet from First Source Pet Foods Reno. We are local. Call 775-846-8529 or go to WeFeedRawReno.com. WeFeedRawReno.com. This is what your pet was meant to eat.
Spring is blooming, Carson City. Get your yard and home set up at Wickstrom Ace Hardware. From vibrant flowers and veggie starters to grills and outdoor essentials, Wickstrom Ace Hardware has everything to make your spring projects shine. Take advantage of their 3-day flash sale May 23rd through the 25th for BOGOs on sauces, seasonings, and rubs. Plus, enjoy the store-wide Memorial Day sale now through Monday. Wickstrom Ace Hardware at 971 Topsy Lane in Carson City.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Tired of your water leaving scale buildup and drying out your skin? Pure Water Systems of Nevada is your locally owned water filtration solution. Schedule installation before May 31st and save 30% on the Wolf Package water system that's made in the USA and backed by a lifetime warranty. Visit RenoWaterFilters.com for more information. That's RenoWaterFilters.com.
Pure Water Systems, protecting your health, protecting your home.
It is a very pleasant holiday weekend. 80-degree weather today, low 80s tomorrow, mid to upper 70s Monday, all with partly cloudy skies. A little breeze in the afternoon as we see temperatures bounce around just a bit. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club. Get a planned maintenance program, priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you are ready for summer. Give them a call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sunday at 4, Greg Kelly, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Okay. It's 9:50, 10 before 10. John Potter with Derek Lee at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Erectile dysfunction. All right, tell your kids we're talking about building construction here. But I was just asking you, if you made a product, because you say some of these natural ingredients, you were telling me GABA and we just mentioned black maca powder are very powerful on this subject. Why don't you make a product for that one purpose?
I will.
Okay. I was just wondering. I mean, that'd be a hot seller.
I've done a lot of research into it. I have all.
Have you?
Well, I mean, it's because it is a big seller, and so it doesn't affect only older people either. I know, even when I was in my 20s, I knew people who were being diagnosed with ED in their late 20s. So it's a big issue for a lot of people, and I just haven't generated the specific formula yet to target that specifically.
All right. First, I heard of this black maca powder being, like, powerful in that respect.
Yeah.
So I want you to get me a big bag of black maca powder. All right, I'm sorry. You were telling me during the commercials you wanted to talk about new discoveries. What
testimonials.
Testimonials. We had reviews. Okay.
So I got distracted. So I had a couple calls this week. One individual has, it's either an autoimmune disorder or a neurodegenerative disease, and it might actually be both. Mm-hmm. It's considered to be a white matter degenerative disease in the brain. So this individual has like 8 different spots in the white matter, or 12 different spots, excuse me, in the white matter of the brain, and she was having seizures, one every 2 or 3 days, and this is happening often. It was getting worse and worse and worse as time was going on, and somehow she got a hold of my products. She started taking Restore, and so in February of this year, she actually had a CT scan. I believe that was the test she had, where she had 12 different spots or lesions in the white matter of the brain, and she was having the seizures were increasing as time was going on. So she was taking Restore, and since she started taking Restore in February of this year, she's only had one seizure, which is when in April. Yeah. And she only has 4 spots visible in the white matter now instead of 12. So it's actually the first time we have tangible evidence of how Restore can actually rebuild the functionality of the brain from a technical, scientific proof place.
That Restore, is there anything it can't do? This just comes up every Saturday here. Somebody talking about Restore. Any testimonials?
That was that one. That was one other. Where this guy, he's a 24-hour caretaker. He's a primary caretaker for his wife. She has ALS. She's been immobile for 3 years, I believe he said. And he calls to tell me he ran through all the list of stuff he's giving his wife through a feeding tube, because and he told me that she can now talk, she can now move, and she can't eat on her own yet, but she's able to communicate with him, where she's been in the inability to communicate at all or to exhibit or exude any emotion.
The problem you had.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
And so.
In case you're new to Derek, he had brain damage and could not communicate. And that set him on a quest to find out what could how he could overcome this with these ingredients. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No worries. It was great. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. And so he told me that I know because his wife is like 5 years into ALS, and the time expectancy once someone becomes diagnosed with ALS is typically 4 years.
Okay.
She's been immobile for 3 years. So it's kind of life expectancy definitely goes down pretty quick after that. So he told me that.
Don't remind me.
I know for a fact that the only reason my wife is still alive is because of your products. And the fact that she can move her head and she can actually talk somewhat now and she can exhibit some emotional nature I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing, for everything you've done. And she continues to improve, and I just want to keep giving more. So he ran through all the lists of stuff he's giving her. And so then I started giving him some ideas on how to try to improve this, because it's like, we need to try and activate more of the brain and more of the nervous system, and that's how we can get more aspects of the body to fire up.
Oh, my God, Derek.
So, yeah, those are pretty substantial.
All right, let's go to the phones. From Gardnerville, we have Tia on the phone. Tia, good morning. I'm so glad you called. Derek's here for you. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was wondering what you thought of methylene blue.
Methylene blue. There's a lot of science that supports its benefits. I have not delved into enough of it to be able to provide an accurate opinion. I know there's a lot of science that supports it heavily. That's the best I can say.
Thank you so much.
What have you heard about it? What have you heard about it? What's the buzz about it?
Oh, it's all over the Facebook. Joe Rogan and everybody's talking about it. RFK Jr. is talking about it and saying that it's really good for your cognitive
abilities. Okay.
They say that it works on your mitochondria.
Wow. Okay.
And your cells.
All right, Derek, look into that. Fascinating. Thank you, T. I appreciate your call. What was the name of this again?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue. How come I'm always the last to hear about these things? But this is how I found out about the milk thistle.
Yeah.
From people raving about it who had issues with their liver and such. And they go to the doctor after taking it, and they find a huge improvement.
I found that in all the components in the MightyCell formula, milk thistle is one of those. And so when I was writing up all the information this morning for the formula, I dissected each ingredient again so I can communicate all the different types of stem cells that it produces, that formula can produce. And so milk thistle actually contributes to the benefit of the colon and can actually mitigate colon cancer. And that, which I thought was pretty fascinating.
I love it. And I know a guy who just swears by milk thistle. You have your own liver formula.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites also.
Yeah, mine too. I have so many favorites of yours. Okay, once again, folks, brainhealthformulas.com. Go on the website, his new product, MightyCell. Buy two and get one free of MightyCell. Just buy two and the website gives you the third.
That's correct.
All right, that's super. Anything else? We got a minute left.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thanks for putting up with me for all this time.
Thanks for doing what you've done to my being. Your products, I've been taking them for over a year now. And I do not feel my age, my friend.
Isn't that great?
It is. It's wonderful.
Who would have thought at 70 years old, your brain could be like you're 20 again?
I don't think I could have done this show like before I met you. As a matter of fact, I did do the show before I met you, and I sucked. Everybody tells me. You told me that. You came to save me.
We are all an evolution of ourselves.
Oh, okay. So happy to see you.
And there's the curtain call.
Yeah, there you go. Get off the stage. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Thanks, Derek. Looking forward to seeing you next Saturday, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Gonna break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:58.
Attention commercial property owners. United Landscaping specializes in increasing the function and value of your holdings. Since 1990, United's commercial division has upgraded properties to make them pleasingly aesthetic and more usable. For pavers, patios, selective trees, shrubs, and synthetic turf, contact United Landscaping, 775-721-3070. United defines landscaping.
Remember this. The mainstream networks are corrupt, evil, and are the mouthpiece of liberal Democrats. It is not your friend. It is a dishonest, state-run media collaborative. We're here every day, cutting through the lies and telling it like it is. Join us as we bring you real news, honest reporting, and bold opinions that you won't find anywhere else. 99.1 FM, KKFT Truth Matters.
99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. FM News Talk. 99.1FMTalk.com.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, and KKFT FM 1 Stateline, Tahoe. 99.1 FM Talk. Fox News. Start.